more news stories now, including how emergencies are taking their toll on the region's hospitals, and new laws see a Norwich woman the first to be jailed for attacks on police. But first, a finance boss stole £1 million from his employer to fuel his gambling addiction.
Steve Girling from Cossey pleaded guilty at Norwich Crown Court to taking £1 million over 3 years from the company he worked for as chief finance officer. From March 2014 to October 2017, he transferred cash from the firm's accounts to his own and says he blew it on online slot machines. The father of two spent up to £18,000 a night and was rewarded with VIP treatment by the three betting firms he used. They took him on all-expenses-paid trips to watch horse racing in Dubai, Ascot and Cheltenham. However, Mr. Girling claims he is now clean for a year and a qualified life coach. He hopes to break the stigma of gambling addiction. I am ashamed, but I want to use this negative part of my life to try and help others so they don't have to suffer the pain I have put other people through, he said.
More than 12,000 people got their festive season off to a flying start at Norwich Cathedral with a day of festive crafts, food and activities. To mark the start of Advent, the period leading up to Christmas, the cathedral hosted the Norfolk Christmas Fair, packed with all the delights of the season. The event was the first of its kind and saw hundreds of people crowd into the cathedral, its garden and cloisters. On display were a host of seasonal gifts and crafts, from Christmas tree decorations to cards, while food and drink producers packed the cloisters with enticing products and tasting opportunities, including 13 local gin makers. There were also a number of fairground rides for visitors to enjoy. The event was organised by the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, the team behind the Royal Norfolk Show.
Tens of thousands more people in Norfolk are opting to order their prescriptions online than 2 years ago, according to NHS data. The Royal College of GPs has called electronic prescribing services hugely successful, saying online technology can benefit doctors and patients. Over the past 2 years, 74,535 patients in the county signed up to request repeat prescriptions online, according to figures from GPs in the area. The number of people registered with the service has gone up from 168,683 in October 2016 to 243,218 last month, a rise of 44%.
A spike in emergency procedures at one of the region's hospitals has meant patients awaiting pre-booked surgeries face cancellations and hold-ups. The Trust Board of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital heard how an increased number of emergency procedures has meant fewer elective surgeries have been able to take place. This has contributed to a £4.9 million shortfall in income for the hospital so far this year, but also that patients waiting non-emergency surgeries are frequently having to reschedule. More than 200 elective operations were cancelled in September and October, 98 in September and 110 the following month. Among the preparations for the winter months is the installation of new temporary building, described in reports as a modular porta cabin, which will provide patients a place to wait as they prepare to be sent home, thus freeing beds up quicker. This facility is scheduled to be open from December the 17th. At the board meeting, directors also approved a draft digital strategy for the hospital. The proposals for the five-year strategy include giving patients the opportunity to access their records electronically and voice-activated technology for staff.
It is the vegetable which divides opinion. But a Norwich market stall is hoping to win over some fans with its deep-fried sprouts this Christmas. Family-run business Lucy's Fish and Chips, located at stall 60 to 61 in Row C, has introduced a festive fried side that is bound to split market-goers. Having already dared to dish up something a little different with battered wedding cake during Prince Harry's royal wedding, owner Barclay Gray, 50, from Norwich, hopes that customers will embrace his latest deep-fried dish. He said, "With sprouts, it's really a case of love them or hate them. But they taste great with salt and vinegar." Other fish and chip shops in the local area try out new things for Christmas, so we thought, why not give this a go? For those who aren't sure about the idea, I would say, go for it. You can pretend you're on I'm a Celeb and it's a Bush Tucker trial. As well as selling battered sprouts, the stall is also offering battered Christmas pudding and battered mince pies.
A woman, thought to have been the first in Norfolk to have appeared in court, charged with the new offence of assaulting an emergency worker, has been jailed. New laws came into force this month which unlock harsher sentences for those who attack 999 workers, including police officers, paramedics and fire service staff. Under the Assaults on Emergency Workers Act, those who assault emergency workers now face up to 12 months in jail. Despite the new powers, she was jailed for just 6 days. She had initially denied the two assaults and a third count of being drunk and disorderly in a public place on the same date, but she changed her pleas later.
Now to our first feature, written by Keith Skipper, who thinks a good lean spell could improve your festive season. Sarah Lusher is the reader.